This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. Welcome to Amazed by the Quran, where I share with you something I find amazing about the Quran. And today I want to share something with you about the value of human life and how Allah describes that value by means of storytelling. And this little snippet is taken from the story of Musa alayhi salam in Surah Al-Qasas, where Allah describes that when the Egyptian, the soldier, was actually about on the verge of killing an Israelite in the middle of the street, and there was nobody else around, and Musa just kind of saw this scene happening, two people going at it against each other, and the victim who's taken the beating called on him, فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ أَلَّذِي مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ, the one who was from his own group, meaning an Israelite, called on him and asked for help. And so when he did that, Musa felt like he has to intervene, and he jumped in and he threw a punch at the soldier. فَوَكَزَهُ مُوسَى, so he threw a punch towards him. فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, and some linguistics also suggest that the word wakaza means to throw a punch to the chest. So it's not like he hit his skull or, you know, hit his head or something, but it's actually a punch on the chest. Wallahu alam. So he throws the punch, and فَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ, all of a sudden the guy is down and out. Not only is he down and out, he's dead. He dies. Now taking a step back, Musa, all he did was try to help a victim. Secondly, it doesn't look like he intended to kill. He just wanted to throw a punch to kind of stop this scene from getting any further, and him, the soldier, ending up committing murder. Third of all, you know, the Egyptian soldiers at the time, Pharaoh's army, they were known for oppression, and they were known for oppressing particularly the Israelites. So it's not like he's not justified in trying to take some retaliatory action against what he considers an evil force, a military man trying to beat up on a civilian. All of this in the background, as soon as he throws the punch and the Egyptian dies, what does Musa say? هَذَا مِنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ, this is from the work of the devil. You know, immediately, إِنَّهُ عَدُوٌ مُضِلٌ مُبِينٌ, this is from the work of the devil, he's definitely an enemy that misleads and misguides. What we're trying to get at is you could see a person as a criminal, even someone on the verge of committing murder, which is what the case was here, but it still didn't justify the taking of life. It still didn't justify it. As a matter of fact, in the very next ayah, Musa alayhi salam says to Allah, he turns to God and he says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي فَاغْفِرْلِي, Master, I have wronged myself, forgive me. He doesn't justify. Well, you know, he kind of asked for it. Well, it's not my fault. I didn't really do it on purpose. In other words, you can't even take the kind of action that might jeopardize somebody else's life, even if you see them as a criminal. And not just any criminal. It's not just that he's stealing. Or it's not just that he's pushing somebody around. He was on the verge of killing someone else. Even then, killing them isn't justified. And actually later on in the surah, I mean, if you hear this much, you might even think maybe the Quran is asking for us to be pacifists. Like this kind of thing should happen and we shouldn't get involved. That's not the case either. Because the same thing repeats itself the next day. And so when Musa alayhi salam is faced with the same scene again, actually he learns his lesson. So when eventually he does decide to intervene, the Quran describes, فَلَمَّا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ أَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَبْطِشَ بِالَّذِي هُوَ عَدُوٌ لَهُمَا, when he went and he grabbed a hold of the enemy. Instead of punching him, he actually diffused his weapon, his arms. In other words, he grabbed a hold of him. Get involved if you can stop the violence, not if you are adding to the violence. Adding to the violence is not going to stop the violence. It's only going to continue a circle, a cycle that will never come to an end. It's such a profound way of describing the value of human life and how human beings, us as human beings, cannot be quick to pass judgment. And that's the final thing I want to share with you here. There's been 1,000 cases, if not hundreds of thousands of cases, of the Egyptians doing oppression against the Israelites, and many countless Israelites have already died before the eyes of Moses. He's seen this happen over and over and over again. And yet, he actually discovers that, you know, 10,001st case where he did intervene and did throw a punch and accidentally kill someone, it so happened that the Egyptian was actually in the right and the guy he was beating up was a con artist. He was in the wrong. In other words, he misread the situation. Just because you've seen one thing 1,000 times before or hundreds of thousands of times before, that doesn't give you the right or me the right to assume what's happening in the next situation. You know, the past is no indication of what's happening in the present. You know, you can at the most make a best guess, but even in that circumstance, we're being told there is something called the benefit of the doubt, even if things look obvious to you, especially when it comes to taking serious action that can jeopardize somebody else's life. So I find these small excerpts really profound and amazing. And what I find the most amazing about this is that people take action, sometimes even in the name of Islam, And they say, we're retaliating because these are oppressors and we're supposed to do something about it. And yet, if you look at Musa, who could have said exactly those words, his first response after having taken such action was, this is from the work of the devil. SubhanAllah. هذا من عمل الشيطان. So may Allah protect us from being reactionary, and may Allah Azza wa Jal help us gain more and more insight about how the Qur'an preserves these cherished things like human life and how it gives us value for them. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you enjoyed this video, please do share it with friends and family. If you want to see more videos from this series, click on the box at the top. If you want to see other videos, click on the box at the bottom. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Thanks.